All right, back here in the Big Show. We'll get back to the phone calls in just a little bit. It's Patriots Friday on a Thursday. You see, it's a bye week,
Players
are going to have some time on. I figured you would be confused.
Because I went out and says a bye week. I bought all this stuff.
I know you did. I knew you'd be confused.
Last year you went to where?
I kissed
the But I also I also knew that Matt Light would not be confused with it.
I drink
would
light
understand
beer,
his
Matt
days
Light.
Of the week. Right, Matt? You understand, right? It's a Friday on a Thursday, right?
It is. Well, yeah, you know, we shuffle days around whenever we need to, so you guys can do the same.
Does it really matter?
Today's Thursday?
Yeah, today is Thursday.
Yeah. As long as you have your cigar and your holly, does it really matter?
No.
All right, listen, we have spent the last 4 days trying to explain what happened on Sunday. We haven't been able to do it, so we'll leave it to you. What happened on Sunday?
In 30 seconds or less.
How about just two words?
Okay.
That, not good. Right. That, I mean, that's what it was, basically. I mean, we didn't go out there and obviously do any of the things that we needed to do to win that game. And, you know, I don't think we had enough time to sit and talk about all the things that we need to improve. I mean, there's definitely a lot of them. But, you know, I can tell you one thing. We got guys that you know, really are gonna you know, try to improve upon, obviously, what happened last week. And that's never going to be a question. I mean, we're always going to have guys who are going to go out there and work hard to get it better and you know, just improve what we did. Because that wasn't our Patriots style of football, obviously.
Well, I was just going to say that. We're so unaccustomed to seeing something like that. I can only imagine what you guys were saying at the end of that game. Because it just hasn't happened over the last 6 years.
Well, you know, when you break down here and you break down there and you don't execute on this play and then you get yourself backed up and then you're playing the game from behind, it just obviously it takes you completely out of your rhythm. And we didn't have any rhythm offensively and we didn't do anything to help ourselves, let alone help our team. And, you know, I mean, I guess the only thing that you can say that was a positive thing was the play of our guys on special teams. And they did a tremendous job with field position. I mean, you know, as an offensive lineman, as an offensive group, there's nothing better than averaging, you know, the 40-yard line for each one of your, you know, the start of each one of your series. So, you know, obviously that was a good thing to take out of it, but we got a lot of work to do, and we need to improve on a lot of things.
You know, Matt, you guys have a reputation of getting a helmet on everybody. You know, that's the one thing about the Patriots offensive line. Besides yourself, they're very intelligent, and they always get a helmet, and they weren't blitzing that much. And so were they just beating one-on-one, or guys weren't picking up games? We don't get to watch the films, and we don't know the call for the coverages and your blocking schemes and that nature. What was the breakdown of guys just not being on the same page, or were they getting beaten physically real quickly? Because without blitzing and rushing four guys, it leaves a lot of guys out there in coverages and makes it more difficult for Matt.
Yeah, and I think that for the most part, you're right. I mean, they didn't. It wasn't one of those blitz-a-thons. It wasn't what we've seen, you know, out of a lot of teams last year. And you know, I think basically what it came down to is a play here, it was a play there. It was a guy getting beat on this play, another guy getting beat on that play, or they'd mix in a blitz here and there, and then we just never got any rhythm, and then we're playing from behind. So when you become one-dimensional, I think we all know how that works out. So.
Matt, in his post-game press conference, Randy Moss said that it seemed like they wanted it more. Was it possible that that you guys could have overlooked the Dolphins?
No, I mean, I don't think any of the guys on our team, you know, go out there and feel as though they have an S on their chest and they're invincible. And, mm-hmm. you know, that, you know, whoever it is, you know, regardless of what their record is or what they did in years past, I mean, I don't think anybody ever takes that attitude. You know, we're going to go out there and dominate, you know, this game. I think that we all understand that if we play within our system, if we play within, you know, our capabilities, that we're going to be able to go out there and have a chance to be successful. And, you know, most of the games are won in the fourth quarter. I mean, now, I guess you're probably snickering a little bit because last year we obviously were able to put up some numbers and that wasn't quite the motto. But, mm-hmm. you know, for the most part, in this league, you're not going to go out there and blow people away. You know, it's going to be like it was last year towards the end of the season where every game is a dogfight and it goes into the fourth quarter and it's you know, who's going to be the toughest guy standing at the end of the day. And obviously we didn't do enough to put ourselves in any position to win that one last week.
Now, when you break down the films and watch it, how many plays were close? I mean, how many times did you have someone open? There was a breakdown here. So when you look at, say, you know what, if we just tweaked here or there, we'd have another 20 points. Was it somewhere where you guys were on the cusp a few times? I remember Thomas wide open once or twice, or a ball was dropped by Randy or overthrown. How was that in the game? Was there areas where you thought was very close to breaking a few?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and I think you find that, you know, regardless of whether you win or lose. I know that, you know, we've said that about, you know, some of our other games. You know, had to have a break here or there and go the other way, and it would have been a completely different game. And it was definitely the case in this one. You know, I think, you know, it definitely wasn't all bad. I mean, we did some good things up front. We did some good things, you know, at the quarterback and wide receiver and running back positions as well. And I think that it just comes down to us staying, you know, staying ahead. It's good to go out there and have a good series off the bat. And we were able to move the ball at times, but we just didn't finish. And obviously, we didn't finish in the red area. And we obviously, you know, we can't turn the ball over the way we did. And we just got, it's just those little things, right?
Yeah, they didn't show you. I mean, when the press, most of the guys don't know what's going on anyway. The press, they just see the superficial aspects of it. But there was a lot of plays where, like you said, you guys almost finished and did this and that. But was there a aspect of the game that we didn't see? I mean, did they show you anything that was confusing you or things you hadn't seen on film that caused it? Because it looked like they're basically playing pretty much how they played prior.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, they did. You know, I don't think that wasn't a go out there and confuse them, you know, trick them or do any of that stuff. I mean, they played a straight football game. And you know, and again, you got to keep in mind, I mean, whatever your, you know, idea of the Miami Dolphins was, and if you're basing it on last year, this is a whole different season. I mean, this isn't, you know, they're a very talented, gifted group of guys defensively and offensively, and these guys, you know, it's not their first rodeo either. They got a lot of experience, you know, and they've been making a lot of plays, a lot of those guys for a long time, and you know, even with the young guys they have coming in there, rotating through on their defensive line and you know, on that team, that they are a definite contender, and they're obviously very talented. So, you know, hats off to them. They played a heck of a game. We just got to go out there and make better plays.
With the bye week and Frisco game not until a week from Sunday, what have you done so far this week? Have you worked on the 49ers, or have you worked more on your own stuff?
You know, I mean, it's always a combination. I mean, every bye week, you know, we kind of treat as a chance to improve on what, you know, we haven't done so well. Take a look at the things that we struggled with and try to work on those things. And there's a multitude of those. And then you obviously want to take a little time to get to know who you're going to be coming back and gearing up for and preparing for. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of all that.
Were you surprised to get 3 days off?
No, I mean, you know, hey, look, I mean, this is the last chance for guys that they wanted to, you know, head home for a weekend. I mean, I'm heading home here in about, I got to get off here, actually. I got to go right now. I'll see you guys. I'm heading.
What? Hey, wait, hold.
Hey. No, actually, you know, it's the only chance you get to have a little bit of, you know, you kind of forget about football for, you know, maybe 24 hours and then we'll come back into it and be ready to go and be ready to hit a hard Monday, because it's we have a you know, a unique little deal happening here where we're going to be out on the West Coast and we're going to be, you know, preparing out there for a while too for the week after. So it's definitely time to get your mind right and get ready to come back and go to work.
Do you guys like the idea of staying out there in the week in between?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Hey, look, it's a job. You know, this is what we do. So this is all part of it, and however we can best prepare ourselves and get ourselves ready to go, we're going to do it, and each guy's on that same page. And, you know,
how much do you remember? And I played a couple of years myself and had a few guys.
You remember when you played?
No, I don't remember much. My brain's being donated to the Waltham Zoo. I flew off the handle a few times.
No.
When I was playing. And if a guy,
shocked to hear
a
that.
Guy like Joe, when I hear Joey Porter's voice, my skin crawls, you know what I mean? And guys especially go out there. We had guys that talk like that. And we had some guys in offense that took care of them sometimes. And sometimes what they say comes to fruition. How irritating is it to watch Joey Porter dance around and flex like that? I mean, you're all human, and, you know, the emotions grab you. Will you cut his picture out and put it in the locker room the next time you play him? I mean, that's a motivating fact to see someone rubbing it in, you know, and talking trash like that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, look, I've never said a word to anybody in all the years I've played. I mean, I don't really see the need for it. I don't think it's, I just don't think, well, usually, I mean, you know
I've heard you
my feeling on this. I'm usually breathing extremely hard. And trying to do that and say anything is darn near impossible. But, you know, given that, I mean, that's not my personality. Everybody's different. I guess the only thing you could say to it is that, the more you put out there, the more you get to back up. And, yeah. You know, unfortunately, he was able to back up everything. So I can't judge anything that he said because, in essence, he was right. So, you know, but it's part of the game. It's part of the uniqueness and the individuality that makes up this sport. And, you know, I'm not going to say either way. I mean, obviously, it's not the way I conduct myself during a game. But it is what it is. And I can tell you that, you know, when I come home and my kids are all yelling and screaming at me, and I can't take the same pack. I just sit there, I take it.
Put a little Joey Porter mask on him. You know, because, you know, I was a guy that talked a little bit when I was playing. Because,
really?
Well, you know what it does, though, when a defensive player
just
talks
friendly.
A little bit, they sometimes get out of the game. You know what I mean? And if you start trying to play, I played with Conrad Doble and Villapiano, some of the great trash talkers of all time. And it gets guys out of his game. He went above and beyond that, and sometimes you're right. When someone talk against our line, when you have a guy like Conrad, he's going to remember it. And
how many times over the years was he yapping at Tom Brady and
Tom,
you know,
put it in
Tom put it in his
right.
face?
9, 10.
Yeah.
I had to tie Pete Shepard to a chair. He was so mad.
But it does.
That's
a big rope.
You know, Matt, it can work on a D if they're winning and he can talk to a young kid. Sometimes it gets in guys' heads and they don't play correctly.
It doesn't bother me at all. I never really pay attention to it, to be honest with you. It's, you know, I'm so focused on what I'm doing that, you know, he could say, you know, something every single possible second that we're out there, and it's not going to, you know, get to me because I really don't, you know, I kind of laugh. You guys know I'm pretty lighthearted and, you know, no pun intended there on the last name. But
that was cute. That was cute. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, yeah. You know what? You know what? The next time you use cute in reference to me, we're done.
Yeah, but call a lot of things. We're not cute, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, it is what it is.
Just have Mankin. Tile tackle.
Hey, let me ask you about Troy Brown retiring today. An incredible career. And as he said, a guy that a lot of people, because of his size and everything else, did not believe that he could do what he did on an NFL team.
Yossi?
No. Oh, I'm talking about Troy Brown. You know, how good was this guy as a teammate, being in that locker room?
You know, it's hard. It's hard to to tell you about things like that. I mean, it's just something that you sense over a period of time being around somebody. And I can tell you, as a young guy coming in as a rookie. And having a guy like Troy Brown to kind of look up to and to see the things and the ways in which he approached the game and what a student he was. And, you know, Troy Brown was a guy that if you're a New England Patriots fan, you will not soon forget Troy Brown. And if you've ever seen, you know, what he's done over his years and you look at the numbers and the stats, they tell you a little bit of it. But when you see, you know, the clutch plays that he made and the way in which he conducted himself on and off the field and all those little intangibles that make a player so great. I mean, he had all of them. And for a guy, you know, you can say what you want about his size, but that guy played like a giant. And he was just the ultimate teammate. I mean, I really have a ton of respect for Troy and what he did, you know, for this organization and where he's at now. And I'm really happy for him. It was nice seeing him today, and it was nice hearing that they're going to be honoring him in such a way. So
I got to tell you, man, I think the most amazing part about it is wide receivers on the whole, unlike offensive linemen, have a tendency to like the limelight a lot. They like to be the center of attention.
A lot of offensive linemen like that, too.
No, they're not. They just get together.
They want to go unnoticed.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
That's what they have.
But wide receivers do want the spotlight. And yet, when this guy was asked during the preseason, hey, we might need some help on the defensive side of the ball. Can you go and play a little bit of defense for us? And then he did it at times at a pretty high level. I mean, that to me, if I'm another teammate of his, I'm sitting there going, man, this guy's sacrificing an awful lot, especially at that position.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking about a guy that had three interceptions, you know, playing part-time defense that, you know, contributed a ton. And obviously special teams, I mean, he's his moves and what he did as far as field position and some of the big plays that he broke on special teams were just, yeah, I think a lot of people forget about that as well. And some of the clutch passes he catch on third and fourth down. And, you know, we saw some of the highlights and we saw the way he shut down, you know, Driver when he was playing, you know, the star position, you know, over there on defense. And, you know, when we had a lot of guys injured and he stepped in and really contributed. I mean, you can't say enough about him. I mean, look, it's hard to find someone like that. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said that he's a humble guy, didn't have a lot to say, just went out and did his job. And that's what I think, you know, he's most proud of, too, is that he approached every day. When he addressed us, I mean, that was kind of one of the things he said is just go out there and enjoy every second you're out there because you never know what's going to be your last, man. Just give it everything you got and, you know, play for your team. And that was huge, you know, especially for a young guy that's sitting in that room, you know, hearing something from Troy Brown. I mean, that was a neat moment.
Well, you respect a guy that leads by example more than anything else, and he's definitively one of those guys.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. He's the best. T-Roy will always have a place here in New England where people, you know, won't forget him. That's for sure, man. He's going to be in that hall one of these days.
Well, listen, I got bad news for you. Zolak's going to be on next week, so he'll have some stupid questions. So,
Wait, now why are you going to Zoe?
I'm not going to Zoe.
No, it's just calling it like it is. That's all.
I give Zoe his questions. I'm not going to give him next week.
Though. No.
Give him his questions?
I'm turn on. Yeah. So, listen, turn up the Ted Nugent while he's talking. Hi, Matt.
All right, Matt. We'll talk to you next week.